What's going on, guys? This is Dexter Johnson, and you're listening to yet another episode of In the Weeds. And guys, I've been a little under the weather, but I hope that the back catalog has been enough to keep your listening ears busy. But that does not mean that there is any shortage of tech news. And of course, Google and Apple, they are always in the headlines. So let's talk about what Google Chrome is about to serve up in an upcoming release. All right, guys, so if you know anything about the browser wars, it was something that was going on in the early 2000s where we had the likes of Internet Explorer, Netscape Navigator, Mozilla, Opera. We had so many different browsers that users could choose from on their computers to surf the web. Well, at this point, Google Chrome has a huge chunk of the market. It's leading the way at 70%. Now, myself, I'm a firm believer in utilizing Mozilla Firefox just because of their stances on privacy, lack of data collection, and just the freedom of open source. But in a recent public document called Manifest V3, Google announced that it's going to change how extensions work in Chrome. And one of the big casualties, one of the big extensions that this is going to break is one of the huge ones called uBlock Origin, and it's definitely going to break a lot of ad blockers. It's definitely going to break them because apparently the reason why it's going to do this is because it's all about security. So in a world that we're living in now where we're focusing more on privacy and security, this is why Google is doing it. They're cracking down on the ability of extensions to load code from remote servers. So in theory, it's a good thing because it can stop malicious actors, all right? But when you're dealing with people such as uBlock Origin and others that are ad blockers, they're going to load things in so that they can say, hey, this should not be running. We don't want this to run. And when I'm saying this and that, I'm talking about different ads that are coming from different locations across the internet. So that is the thing. So the funny thing about this is the fact that Google makes a lot of money off of selling ads. And I guarantee you that they're certainly not worried about thrusting ad after ad after ad and plastering them all over the walls of your digital eyes. No, they're not going to be worried about that. But that is kind of going down the road of a conspiracy. It's going down the road of that. However, it is just provoking that thought and showing the realization and just drawing and making that connection that needs to be made so that you can dive deep and really think about the things that are going on here. So looking at how a lot of ad blockers work, they're maintaining and updating a list that is stored on a server. And they're saying all of these sources are bad. These are where the ads are coming from. We want to stop these ads from reaching you, the consumer, the user on the other end of Chrome. Now, there are some out there such as AdBlock Plus, and they believe that it'll be possible for them to adapt. But for others, they may or may not be that lucky. But like I said, guys, Google kind of wants to control the way that we see ads and the type of ads that we see. Because at the end of the day, you're followed around the internet all day long, whether it's on your device, whether it's on your desktop, mobile, whatever, you're going to be followed around through cookies and things of that nature. Now, you can limit that by not using Google Chrome. Try using Mozilla Firefox. It is an excellent browser. It is definitely one that comes recommended first and foremost by me. If you have to use Google Chrome for work and things like that, then I understand. And secondly, I'm going to continue to stick with uBlock Origin. It is the best ad blocker that I've ever used. And as long as I'm using Firefox, I'm going to be okay. So Google, screw you and your terrible crap that you're trying to put out there so that you can control the ad experience. No, I would rather see no ads than ads that you want me and us to see. Guys, until next time, I'll link this in the description and I'll holler at you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.